there. We almost fucking didn't get on the air. And I like to turn to the person sitting to my left of why we almost missed it. I got there at fucking 7 o'clock in the morning.
By the way, the earliest I've seen him.
Ever.
And he was
ever.
Rushing.
Yeah. Because it was a big deal to me. I don't think anyone understands fully. And since now we're on commercial free, I can talk about this. It's a big fucking deal when we're given the airwaves of another radio, especially Sirius XM, their airwaves to go on to plug our shit, no matter what it is. Just even if you say hi and they mention in passing, hey, Ham Radio, or hey, Uncle Eddie, my name is out there, my name, everybody. So it all links back to this show.
We don't have to pay for commercials.
We don't have to pay for commercials. It's very true. Like, a lot of people have to pay to be on Sirius XM. We don't. So, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I notice John is there. I think I saw him pissing in a jug. I don't know. He did something. He was there, though.
That was coffee.
All right? He was coffee. Whatever it was hot, it was steamy, it was blowing smoke up his ass, because it was kind of cold that morning.
Okay.
I get in. I see him. I had enough time to go upstairs, drop off my shit, come back downstairs. Well, actually, sorry, drop off my shit, make myself a cup of tea. To clear my vocal cords, ever being the professional that I am.
You are. Yeah.
To clear all the phlegm and snot and shit out of my throat so I can speak eloquently on the radio.
What a guy.
Unlike John, who leans back and is like, yo. I have to speak clearly and be audible on the air.
Yeah.
So now, made this tea, I go downstairs. I've now disrobed. I'm in my regular clothes. I'm looking nice. I went naked down the stairs.
That's great.
What I meant was I took my jacket off. I took it. Oh. Everything's. I'm sans my shit. I come down. Now, Helly had made me breakfast. I didn't know I was getting breakfast on top of I'm going to eat fucking sandwiches on the air.
Good guy.
I get fucking a breakfast. Right? I get everything. Yes, what?
No. Are you still using the oven?
Yes.
You got stuff in it already? Okay.
Thank you, wifey.
Thank you.
By the way, John's using the oven, just in case anyone's playing at home. Anyway, he's probably warming up the Babchick because it's sloppy. So now now it's 7 and change. Okay? We have a call time of 8:30.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about everyone else in radio, but when they give you a call time, that's the time you're supposed to be on the air. Am I correct? I mean, if you're doing television or radio, they give you a call time, and that's when we got to be on the fucking air. So now I'm looking at John. I'm thinking that stuff is being. I understand he's making things fresh. Do not get me wrong, because that's what Taste of Pueblo does. I will never take that away from them. They go out there. They're out of their way. Everything's top shelf. They're
best
stuff on earth. I will never tell you. So I'm thinking that there's an assembly line going on. So I'm out there, I'm eating my sandwich, my breakfast that I got from Helly, drinking my tea, enjoying the watching people watching. Now time is clicking by. Okay. John hands me something. He goes, "Can you bring these upstairs? This is food for other people." So I go, "All right, fuck it. We got time." Time's clicking by. Bring the food upstairs. So now I have made now 2 trips.
Yeah.
Got a tea. Ate half a sandwich.
You get a tip?
Gave the other half a sandwich to a guy in security who John didn't make food for because he didn't know he was there.
Okay.
Okay? So now that gentleman's eating my half of my breakfast. Got, look, time's going by. Go downstairs now. It's now almost 8 o'clock. Now me, I would have got there an hour early, or at least a half an hour early, even if I have to wait, I'm going to get there early, because that's just me. I know I'm anal retentive, I probably have some form of, I might be autistic too, it might not just be Frankie, I might be autistic too, I don't know.
Breaking news.
Yeah, I literally might be definitely challenged in some way, shape, or form. I understand.
No shit.
I have little quirks. Says to the other guy when he says no shit. This guy has no concept of time. So, time's going by. I now am looking at the clock and it's 8:20. They're still assembling the sandwiches that are going for the bit. So now, time's still going, and I'm like, Joe, we have to be up there in 10 minutes. Like, we got to be on the air in 10 minutes. Next thing I know, I'm begging Babchek if we could push it back a little bit. So I'm like, hey, could we do 8:40? To gain him now 20 minutes to finish up everything so we can run upstairs and get everything done. 8:40 starts rolling around. We're still outside. We're still at the truck.
Wow.
And I'm going, what the fuck? I'm like, John, we're supposed to be on the air 10 minutes ago. Now I've asked fucking 10 minutes. Then I got to beg Babchek again. I'm like, can we do 8:45? Because now time's still going. He's still bagging shit. We're getting to the boxing. There's an assembly line going on. 8:42. Because I looked at the clock. So he can't even, if he lies, he's fucking lying. 8:42. Now, mind you, also, this didn't make sure he was on the security list.
Uh-oh.
So I had to make sure we got him on the security list because somebody, the person that was supposed to put him on the security list was not there. That's not his fault.
Okay.
But we didn't check. So I had to make sure I had to give his name. Thank God the girl at the front in the building knows who the fuck he is.
Oh.
So she's like, oh, yeah. Well, she knew the right person to call. Click, 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 click. Click, click, click. We get on the fucking list. I get him his shit. Okay? Now I got the pass in my hand. I got 8:42, John. 8:42. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, we have to be on in 3 minutes. Yeah, hang up your phone that you told to turn everything off. 8:42. We're running through the door. We get through the first turnstiles. Got to take an elevator up.
Yeah.
Now, people have to get to work. So that elevator is, we're hitting every fucking floor. Not one fucking floor, Joe. Every fucking floor we're hitting.
What floor do you have to go to?
36.
Ooh.
So now we're hitting. Now there's a lot of people that, thank God, there's a lot of lawyers. They got off at one floor. Mm-hmm. But 36, we finally get, doors open. Ding, ding. Go run. We come running through. So he saw my fat ass run twice this
week.
You
was running. I was.
Yeah, because he's fucking Joe Cool. He has to do I'll come when I want to come, motherfucker.
Yeah,
so you're going to do that. To the point that I know we're late, because leaning out of the studio is Lou, their producer, who's looking down the hallway for us.
Where the hell are
and
you,
now I'm screaming down the hallway going, I'm right here, Lou. We're here. And then I just point at John.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, So now we get in, and then at least everything went off without a hitch when it came to being on the show. But the only thing is, we lost time.
Sure.
So, like, last week when I'm doing that whole big fucking rally hoorah speech here when I'm telling you all the shit I'm going to do to Babchek, I only got to get one shitty joke out on Babchek. I mean, we ran the room. Do not get me wrong. Listen to the fucking segment. We ran the room.
Mm-hmm.
But we would have had longer on the show. We had, you know, we just got the charities out. Because it literally was right until the end of the show.
Sometimes that's a good thing. You know, always leave them wanting more.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is,
he left out one little thing.
Okay, here's the one thing. What?
Left out one little thing. No, continue.
No. We're done. We did the segment.
I'm going to do my rebuttal.
Do your rebuttal. The floor is yours.
You got to do it on your
My half Puerto Rican friend, the floor is yours.
All right.
Give him a button.
Let me just want to prep, because anything that's a lie,
when it comes to the lateness,
yes,
you already know why. What was the reason why we were packing up so late? You know,
you're going to blame other people, aren't you?
But you know what it was. It was.
Well, they're not listening, so you can tell why we.
They are listening. So, like I said,
okay. Whatever he's saying, it's your fault. That's what John's saying.
So
John's saying it's your fault.
That way it was, because I got there. You know what time I get in every morning?
Yes.
They don't.
Crack of ass.
People start strutting in 30 minutes before, knowing that this is already a done deal from weeks ago.
Absolutely.
All right, so that's good. Now,
so far that's true.
So you're complaining that you had only 15 minutes, but guess what?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for me saying, you know what, let me go see Heather and all them, guess what happened?
No, wait, wait, we didn't get to that part of the story yet. So don't throw that in yet.
So the thing is this.
But don't throw that in yet.
You came out.
No, no. We'll get to that in a second.
You came out good.
The reason why there was an upside to this story.
Exactly.
I'm not saying there wasn't. But were you the reason we were incredibly fucking late to be on the air?
Honestly,
yes or no?
Me. It was not me.
So you're going to blame everybody else?
Yes.
Okay, so that's John's MO. Because
that was the thing. Like I said, you saw my face.
I know.
I was upset.
I know. You were. I didn't think that you were not upset. I'm just saying we almost missed the whole thing because time was of the essence. And when you have a call time, just for future reference, when you have a call time, you have to be there at that exact time. That's like a movie getting shot. And they're like, we're going to shoot the scene with John now. And he's going to fuck this beautiful girl.
Ooh.
But if he's not here by 8:40, we're not going to do it.
All right, so you
and then
do
8:50 rolls around, and you're ready to shoot. And then guess what? Dick's going to go fuck yourself.
So you want to do me a favor?
What?
Tuesday, I need to go upstairs again.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go upstairs.
Okay.
So you want...
Why are you not able to go upstairs?
Because I can't get nobody coming at that time. It's only going to be me and Helly. And I can't,
all right, so Helly can run the truck.
I can't leave him by himself.
You can't. He's not retarded.
No, it's not that. There's a reason why I can't leave him by himself.
Is it because he touches himself? What's the reason?
You're not going to make the man tell the real story.
Well, then, fine. Fine. When we get off the air, even though we don't have no commercials today, I would like to hear what's the reason why you can't leave him by himself. Like I said, so.